guided by Christ, made known to the nations, let us offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. For all who share the gospel and proclaim freedom in Christ throughout the world, prophets, teachers, pastors, deacons, and lay leaders, for the church and its ministries, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For all God's works in creation, plants and animals, water and soil, forests and farms, and for those tasked with protecting our natural resources and all that exists, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For government and leaders, cities and nations, rescue professionals and legal aid attorneys, elected officials and grassroots organizers, for all responsible for the well-being of civil society, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For those who suffer in mind, body, or spirit, those who are hospitalized and sick, those living with HIV/AIDS, for all struggling with COVID and cancer, heart disease, and many other illnesses, for those struggling with mental illness, those who are hungry or homeless, and all in need, especially Eddie, Elaine, Susie, Donelda, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Aaliyah, Marianne, Bonnie, Mary, Cheryl, the family of Pastor Mark Urquhart, the congregation of St. Peter's Linwood, and those we name in the stillness of our hearts. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For all residents and workers in our long-term care and retirement homes that are affected by COVID protocols and outbreaks, we especially remember Listowel Crescent Care, People Care Tavistock, and all other homes in outbreak. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For the covenant God made with us in the waters of baptism, in thanksgiving for the baptized who have died in the Lord, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. Merciful God, hear the prayers of your people, spoken or silent, for the sake of the one who dwells among us, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. I invite you to share the peace with those around you, or if you happen to live alone, please feel free to make a phone call or send an email. Let us pray our thanksgiving for the word. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end bring all the world to your feast, through Jesus Christ our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Our sending hymn today is from the ELW, hymn number 886, O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. Peace be with you this week.